God wants you to speak faith. Well, praise the Lord, this is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Speak Faith Netcast. I'm glad you could join us for another Netcast today. We are talking about some very exciting things today, so you don't want to miss this program. This is going to be a very special program, so be sure to stay tuned. Amen? All right, let's get into several things that I wanted to mention, actually, before we get started. And that is that Word of Faith Radio, WFR.org. Wow, we are going strong with Word of Faith Radio. I encourage you to let people know that it's out there. More and more people are tuning in. It's becoming extremely popular, and you're the ones that are letting people know that this station is available. I say station, it's a group of stations. You've got the main station, which has ministers teaching the uncompromising Word of Faith. You've got the healing station, where you can hear healing 24 hours a day. That's pretty powerful. I tell you, particularly if you are believing to receive your healing, you need to surround yourself with the Word of God concerning healing, and that healing station is the best way to do it. That's what I did when I was laying in bed and the doctors had given me up to die. I was listening to Word of Faith Radio, and that surrounded me with faith, surrounded me with the Word, and uplifted me, and praise the Lord, God healed me supernaturally. And I'm excited about that to this day. That's been years ago, but praise the Lord, I am still excited that I am the healed of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then you got the KJV station, King James Version. The entire King James Bible being read constantly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Wow. You need to take advantage of all of these opportunities to get into the Word of God. Amen? And let people know. See, that's the key. You can be a part of this ministry by letting people know about what we offer through this ministry. Now, Word of Faith Radio, we're affiliated with. It's not directly under Word of Faith Ministries. It is out of Word of Faith Broadcasting, Brother Harold Cagle's ministry. But I tell you what, praise the Lord, you need to take advantage of Word of Faith Radio. Then you've got SpeakFaith.tv. Speak Faith, run together one word, SpeakFaith.tv. TV meaning it's a television channel, and it is available in several ways. You can get it on your Roku device. You can get it streamed live over the web by going to sftv.io. Okay, that's a special address, and if you go to that address, you'll see it live streamed over your web browser. Now, that's your web browser, whether you're using your phone or whether you're using your tablet or iPad, your PC, whatever it is you might be using, you can go to sftv.io and see the live stream. So the Roku channel, the live stream, and you can always go on the web to speakfaith.tv, the website, and get it there as well. You can stream it through your Chromecast. You can stream it through your Fire TV. We have instructions on the website, speakfaith.tv, on how to do all of that. So really, you don't have any excuse. You can surround yourself with the Word of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. I tell you, this is an amazing day we live in, that you can receive from all these sources right over the internet. Wow, that's exciting. All right, let's get into the Word of God. We're talking about, well, actually several things, but I want you to see that you have the faith of God. Amen? We're going to talk about that today. Let's go to, let's go to Luke chapter 17 first. I'm going to use my eSword Bible here. Luke chapter 17. And we're going to look at a scripture beginning in verse 5. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. Now see, this is what a lot of Christians do. They pray to the Lord, oh Lord, increase my faith. But you notice Jesus didn't say, okay, boys, here's what you got to do to increase your faith. He didn't say it that way, did he? Let's go back and read it. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, be thou planted in the sea, and it should, or it would, obey you. Amen. Well, you say, yeah, but Dr. Billy said, if I had faith, I may not have faith. Well, now we're going to cover that. Hang in there. Stay with me. Don't go anywhere, because we're going to be talking about that very thing. What I wanted you to see right off the bat here, though, is the apostles were concerned that they didn't have enough faith. Just like people today in the church are concerned they don't have enough faith. Here's the key. This is what Jesus was saying by saying what he said. If you had faith at all, you could use it by speaking the word. Now, again, you might say, but how do I know if I have faith? Well, that's what we're going to get to in our study. Let's go to the next verse of scripture that I have for you, which is Romans chapter 12. And we're going to begin in verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren. Now, beseech is a good King James word. Amen. You've heard me. I beseech you. It sounds very religious. But really all it means is, I beg you. I really want you to pay attention, guys. And I'm saying the same thing to you. I really want you to pay attention to this. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, which is, the Greek here says, which is expected of you. Let's put it that way. Let's paraphrase it just a bit. That's your expected service, all right? And be not conformed to this world. Now, this is where a lot of Christians are missing it today. I don't want to get off on too far of a tangent here, because it would be easy to do. But there are a lot of Christians that are trying to conform to this world system. They're trying to be what the world expects us to be. Let me give you an example. This is an example that gets a lot of people riled up, and if it does, I'm sorry, but it's the truth. The Bible teaches very plainly that homosexuality is a sin. Now, God loves the sinner, but he does not approve of their sinful lifestyle. And homosexuality is a sin. Go to Romans chapter 1. Read the entire chapter. You will see very clearly from the New Testament, not the Old Testament, says it there too, but even in the New Testament, it says that homosexuality is a sin. All right? Now, knowing that, and knowing that the world today says that we have to accept that lifestyle freely and openly, then we are at odds with the world system. Okay? So what he's saying here is, be not conformed to this world system, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind to what? To the Word of God. In other words, if we read in Romans chapter 1 that homosexuality is a sin, then we need to renew our mind that it is a sin, it is not acceptable practice for a Christian. So to say, I'm a Christian and I'm a homosexual, you got a problem to deal with. You need to renew your mind to the Word of God and confess that is sin and relinquish and give up that lifestyle, because the Word of God will empower you to do it. Amen. I know some of you picking up rocks. Don't pick up the rocks. Don't send me emails. This is all according to the Word of God. I don't care what you think. I don't even care what I might think. What I care about is what the Word of God says. So I conform myself to the Word of God, not to the world system. Okay? That's the key right there. All right, so be not conformed to this world system, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you. Now let's stop right there. Every man that is among you. He's talking to Christians. So every Christian is covered by this. Are you among us believers, Christians? Are you a believer? Okay, then you're covered by this. So let's keep reading. Be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Prove what is good and acceptable, perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given to me to every man among you, Christians, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly or with a sound mind, according as God hath dealt to every man among you, every Christian, the measure of faith. Notice the measure of faith, not a measure of faith. A lot of people misread this. They quote this scripture, and as they read it, they skip over the word the and put the word a in there. Well, I've been given a measure of faith, but it's not much. See, that's why the apostles were saying to Jesus, increase our faith. Jesus said, look, if you had faith, now here we find out we have faith as a believer, as a Christian. Believers believe. That's what we do. That's part of who we are, is to believe, because we're believers. What do we use to believe? We believe by using the faith given to us. Notice, God has dealt. If I had a pack of cards here, I could deal cards, right? Well, it's true, all right? God has dealt to every man among us as believers the measure of faith. Now, what does that mean? God is no respecter of persons. Have you ever thought about that? God doesn't hold one person higher than another person. He doesn't look at Brother Copeland and say, well, I'm going to give him a big measure of faith, but I'm going to give this guy over here a little bitty measure of faith. No, that would be partiality. That would be God saying, I esteem you higher than you. No, he gives to us all that are believers the measure of faith. Amen. Do you see that? If you see that, you will see into a great truth here. Amen. And that is, we all have the same measure of faith. Brother Copeland has the same measure that I do. I have the same measure that you do. We all have the same measure of faith. Now, let me ask you this. Whose faith were we dealt? We were dealt the faith of God. We were dealt the faith that Jesus used in his earthly ministry. Jesus was talking to the apostles when he said, if you had faith, well, as believers, we have faith. We have the measure of faith. We have the same amount of faith. It's not that we need to increase our faith. It's that we need to use our faith. Jesus said, if you had faith, well, as a believer, you've got it. We just saw it right out of the Word of God. We all have the same measure of faith dealt to us by God. All right, that being the case, we've got faith. So now we've satisfied that first part of what Jesus was saying. Okay? So now what? Now, if you had faith, you might say. So now he wants us to say. He wants us to speak the Word of God. If we speak the Word of God, it's empowered by the faith we've been dealt, that we've been given, and it comes to pass. Now, I know some of you are sitting there scratching your head going, really? Let's go back and read it out of the scripture once again. The Lord said to them in Luke 17:6, if you had faith, well, we found out we have faith. It's been dealt to us. As a grain of mustard seed, doesn't even have to be a whole lot. That's his point. But you might say unto the sycamine tree, or the problem, or the situation, or the sickness, disease, whatever it is in your life that is an issue, be thou plucked up by the root, be thou planted in the sea, and it should, or basically what the Greek is saying here is, it would obey you. Now let's see if that's not the case. I'm going to go and look this up. Hadn't planned to do this, but I'm going to do it because we need to. Plucked up the rib, it should obey you. Hear as a subordinate and listen intentively, take heed to, and conform. That's what that means in the Greek. Woo! Wow! This word, hupakoa, oh man, that is not a good pronunciation of that word, but we're going to leave it there. I'm not going to try it again, but it's a Greek word. It's a phrase, actually, in Greek, and it says to hear as a subordinate. Your situation, issue, sickness, disease, whatever it is, will hear as a subordinate. It will listen to attentively, and it will be obedient or obey you. Wow! Hallelujah! Think about that. Your situation must obey you when you take the faith of God that God's dealt to you, that's within you, speak it out of your mouth, and it will come to pass because it will be obedient to you. Amen. You might say, well, Dr. Bell, I thought it would be obedient to God. It does. I thought it would be obedient to the Word. It is. But you're the one speaking the Word. Jesus said, you've got faith. I'm paraphrasing slightly here. He said, if you have faith to the apostles, because you got to remember, they weren't born again yet. They hadn't received the faith of God yet. He said, have the faith of God. And it's coming, essentially. When they got born again, they got the measure. Now they've got the measure. You've got the measure. So now we put it this way. I have the faith of God. I'm going to speak the faith of God. When I speak the faith of God, the situation, problem, issue has to become conformed to the Word of God. It has to obey me. Sickness and disease, you must obey me and leave my body. Woo! Hallelujah! That's powerful. Think about that. Weakness, you have to obey me and leave my body. The Word of God says, let the weak say, I am what? Strong. Are you strong in the natural? No, you're weak. So what do? You say, I am strong. Do you say, I will get strong? No, you say, I am strong. You confess what it is you desire to come to pass. That's how this works. Amen? Do you see this? And when you do that, when you begin to say unto the situation what the Word of God says for you to say, then the faith that you've been dealt empowers it, and it comes to pass in your life. Woo, hallelujah. I done preached myself happy. Glory to God. Let's go to Mark chapter 11. Look at a very familiar verse of Scripture that we've seen many, many, many times before. But I want you to see it in the light of what we just saw from the Scripture. Mark 11, 22. Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Or the Greek says, have God's kind of faith. How am I going to get God's kind of faith? Because he dealt it to me. Amen? I've been given the measure of faith. So now I have the faith of God. So now I've got it. Now what? Jesus, what do I do now? Mark 11, 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever, I'm a whosoever that saith. That's what it says. You got to be a whosoever that saith. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, issue, problem, situation, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which you are saying are coming to pass. That's what the Greek says. That's the way, the tense, the way it says it. Believe that the things that you are saying are coming to pass. If you'll do that, then he says, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So if the weak says, I am strong, I'm calling those things that are not yet as though they were. Remember, Mark chapter 4? Once I do that, then I'll have whatever I say. Amen. Now, I know some of you say, oh, Dr. Bell, I know this. This is basic stuff, basic faith. Yes, it is. But you need to do it. You need to be a whosoever who says. Okay? That's the key to it, is doing what the Word of God says to do in order to see what the Word of God says will come to pass. Woo! Hallelujah! Once again, I preached myself happy. Now, we've already seen we have the faith of God. I'm going to go to Philippians. Hallelujah! Is it Philippians? No, it's Philemon. I'm sorry. Philemon chapter 1 and verse 6. I had a PH, you know, abbreviation, and I read it wrong. It's Philemon, okay, not Philippians. But anyway, Philemon chapter 1, because there's only one chapter in Philemon, verse 6. That the communication of thy faith, it's my faith because I've been dealt it by God, may become effectual or effective or work well by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. The faith of God is in me because he dealt it to me. It is the faith of Christ Jesus. It's Jesus' faith. You say, Dr. Bill, I could use Jesus' faith? Yeah, he gave it to you. He dealt it to you. Now all you have to do is acknowledge the faith that's in you. Be mindful of it. Be conscious of it. Acknowledge that you have the faith of God. Father God, I thank you that I have the faith of Jesus Christ. It's in me. You dealt it to me. Now I speak it out of my mouth. And I believe it's coming to pass, and I shall have whatsoever I say. Woo, hallelujah. Are you getting a hold of this, brethren? So what we've got to do, we've got to build ourselves up on our most holy faith. Not build your faith, because you've got the faith of Jesus. His faith is perfect. His faith is everything it should be. So you don't have a problem with your faith. You don't need any more faith than you've already got. You got the faith of Jesus. All you have to do now is acknowledge the faith that Jesus, that God has given you, that is Jesus' faith. Use the faith he said you have to use. Acknowledge that it's within you. Your faith becomes effective, causes an effect when you acknowledge that it's within you. All right, that's great, but we need to build ourselves up on our most holy faith. Jude verse 20 says, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So, Dr. Bill, how can I build myself up in faith? Acknowledge you've got the faith of God, then pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. It builds you up. The Greek word there is talking about like building a building. Stone upon stone. Building up a building. Edifice. An edifice is another name for a building. And when we talk about praying in the Spirit or speaking in other tongues, we edify ourselves. We build ourselves up. So we build ourselves up on our most holy faith. We're not building our faith. We're building us up on our faith. We're acknowledging the word that's in us. We're acknowledging the faith that's in us. We're beginning to do what God says that we're supposed to do. And when we do that, hallelujah, we see results. When I was laying on my deathbed and I begin to confess, I'm the healed of the Lord. Jesus bore my sicknesses, carried my diseases. By his stripes we were healed. Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and healed me. Whoo, hallelujah. The Lord is Jehovah Jireh. It just, see, you poke me and it just comes out of me. Glory to God, because I spoke it and I received manifestation of it. I was healed and raised up. I had effective prayer because I acknowledged the faith that was in me. I built myself up on my most holy faith, prayed in the Holy Ghost, and it came to pass. And it'll come to pass in your life too. Woo, hallelujah. You are not without help and without hope in this world. God is there for you, and He has given you His faith. He dealt it to you. Remember that? See Him dealing faith like cards. I tell you what, that is such a picture. But He's dealt it to you. Now you can put it in your mouth and you can speak it. And when you speak it, praise God, it begins to come to pass in your life. Now, it's a process. It happens over time. When I got healed, I didn't jump off the bed and start running around in the bed. That's not how it worked with me. Now, it has worked that way with other people. That's not the way it worked with me. I got better a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. And now I'm healed and I'm whole and I'm doing things. I'm walking and moving and doing and preaching to you, hallelujah, and just having a good time. Praise God. But how did that happen? Because I built myself up on my most holy faith. I acknowledged the faith of God that God has dealt to me. I spoke it out of my mouth and it came to pass. Hallelujah. And you can do the same thing because God's no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. Woo, I tell you, I done preached myself completely happy now. Praise God. And we're out of time. We're going to have to go. Woo, I tell you, you need to write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. Our address is Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina. The zip code 27262. You can also write me at my email address, drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at speakfaith, one word, run together, speakfaith.org. You can also go to our website, speakfaith.org, and get all kinds of good teaching and messages and resources are available there for you. Praise God. Join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God. The Speak Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.